Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Dettery. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Tom Dettery. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Pete Rose. Batting second. The right fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Foster. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dan Dreesen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Darryl Chaney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Plummer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Darcy. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Pat Darcy. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Griffey. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday bunts towards first. Perez fields the ball and throws to Darcy covering. Safe. Kessinger moves to third. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Monday moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Foster who is chasing the ball. Cardenal reaches third base with a triple. Monday scores. Madlock goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rose fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Clay Kirby now pitching. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockhock moves to second. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rose settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Dettery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dettery hits a fly ball into center field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rose moves to second. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rose moves to third. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rose scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dettery fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kessinger moves to third. Madlock moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen strikes out. One out. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Griffey who is chasing the ball. Lockhock reaches third base with a triple. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lockhock scores. It's 5-1, Cubs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trillo moves to second. One out. Tom Dettery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dettery is 0-for-1 in the game. Dettery hits a fly ball into center field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trillo moves to third. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trillo scores. It's 6-1, Cubs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Armbruster pinch hits for Clay Kirby. Ed Armbruster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armbruster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rose moves to third. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rose tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Cubs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Griffey. The throw from Swisher and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Griffey scores. It's 6-3, Cubs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perez moves to second. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0-for-1 in the game. Dreesen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday who is chasing the ball. Dreesen reaches third base with a triple. Perez scores. Foster goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Cubs. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0-for-1 in the game. Chaney hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Dreesen scores. It's Cubs, 6, Reds, 6. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chaney. The throw from Swisher and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer is 0-for-1 in the game. Plummer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Pedro Bourbon now pitching. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cardenal for the out. Madlock moves to second. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Pedro Bourbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourbon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Bourbon reaches second base with a double. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bourbon moves to third. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Deteri Bourbon scores. It's 7-6, Reds. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Ken Crosby now pitching. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morgan scores. Perez moves to second. It's 8-6, Reds. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Dreesen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 6. The Reds will come to bat. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chaney strikes out. One out. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer is 0-for-2 in the game. Plummer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Bourbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourbon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bourbon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knowles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Bourbon covering, for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Monday moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Griffey. Cardinal reaches second base with a double. Monday scores. Madlock goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 8, Reds, 8. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 3 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Lockhock is walked intentionally. Raleigh Eastwick now pitching. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Trillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 8. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rose takes first base on ball 4. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Griffey strikes out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rose moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Perez reaches second base with a double. Rose scores. Morgan scores. It's 10-8, Reds. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock juggles the ball. That's an error on Madlock. Perez moves to third. Merv Rettenmund pinch hits for Dan Dreesen. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Foster moves to second. Johnny Bench pinch hits for Daryl Chaney. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Perez scores. Foster moves to third. Rettenmund moves to second. It's 11-8, Reds. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer is 0 for 3 in the game. Plummer hits a line drive towards third. Madlock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Eastwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eastwick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 11, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Flynn now playing shortstop. Johnny Bench now playing left field. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 3 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rose fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Harris pinch hits for Darryl Knowles. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Munday hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 11, and the Cubs 8. The Reds will come to bat. Paul Ruschel now pitching. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Griffey strikes out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's 12-8, Reds. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Perez moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 12, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 4-for-4 in the game, with four singles. He's got one RBI. Madlock strikes out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got four RBIs. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Griffey. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-4 in the game. Morales strikes out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Plummer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 12, and the Cubs 8. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bench strikes out. One out. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer is 0-for-4 in the game. Plummer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Raleigh Eastwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eastwick is 0-for-1 in the game. Eastwick bunts towards the mound. Ruschel fields it and throws to first for the out. Plummer moves to second. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rose takes first base on ball 4. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Griffey hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 12, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Heiser pinch hits for Steve Swisher. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers pinch hits for Paul Ruchel. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Bench settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 12, and Chicago Cubs, 8. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.